When was it that you arrived then after your dissertation that you came back to Alaska? And
It would be in 59, I think. Or 69, I'm sorry.
And what was the position? How did you...
I was working out at Healy Lake, and Peter Morrison from Institute of Arctic Biology visited us. And we talked about, you know, the archaeology and all of this. And I took him out for a boat ride around the lake and nearly drowned him there. The boat sank.
That's a good introduction.
Well, I had forgotten to put back in the little stopcock at the stern of the boat.
He's always claimed that was on purpose.
I have not.
No, he did.
Oh, he did, yes. Anyway, he offered me a job at
surprisingly.
Institute of Arctic Biology. The job description was human ecology. And I was going to do a bunch of research on how people survived and that sort of stuff. Simon Paniak had built a tent, skin tent, which I think you have in the library here, or had. And we were fitting it all up with temperature sensors and things like that. That was one of the jobs. But the other job was to continue on with archaeology. Well, also, after about a year there, I had a split appointment with Arctic Biology and the Anthropology Department. And so I was teaching some, but not much, at that time. And then the pipeline came along, and the pipeline archaeology was dealt with at Arctic Biology, IAB. And that got us started into the pipeline